that meditation this morning is really the entire Old Testament appointed for today, with special emphasis on these verses. Our Lord God, nothing is too hard from thee. Thou didst bring thy people Israel out of Egypt, but they did not obey thy voice or walk in thy law. Yet, O Lord God, thou hast said to me, buy the field for money and give witnesses, for the city is given into the hand of the Sabbath. My dear Christian friends, brothers and sisters in our Lord Jesus Christ, may God send us His Holy Spirit, so that by His grace we may know what God requires. Amen. As those who are engaged full time in the work of God's church here upon earth, whether it be as full time clergy, as students preparing for the Holy Ministry, or as those who assist as pastors, administrators, or support personnel, our never-ending theme in the church is the theme that faith in the promises of God must be the guiding principle for all of our life. As we say that, we recognize, of course, that the principal thrust of the scriptures is this, as they say to us, God's promises of old, and as they then point us to their fulfillment in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And so we proclaim, powerfully, hope. We proclaim the message that Jesus of Nazareth has suffered and died for the sins of all mankind, and that He rose again to give us the promise of life eternal. We proclaim the fact that He has ascended into heaven, and that He fulfills His promise to be with us to the end of the age. And we confess that He has sent us His Holy Spirit into our lives to bring us to faith, to keep us in faith, and then to guide us in life. Because of this, we know that St. Paul calls us to present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to Him, is very real. And that it is indeed the proper expression of our faith. And so we pray that as the seed of God's word has been implanted in us, we might be the proper kind of soil, so that that word, our faith, may grow to so with Jeremiah, we cry out joyfully, our Lord God, nothing is too hard for thee. That's when everything is going well and we really can see our God's hand at work in our lives. But we also have those days, our bad days, our downtime, when it seems as though everything we touch turns to dust and everyone around us is really against us. These are the days when it seems as though no one shares our enthusiasm for the gospel and for the message of the scriptures. Times when we are shadowed and clouded with self-doubt and with despair and fear. We wonder if the ministry really is for us, our full-time service in God's kingdom. We wonder if working for and with the church and for and with the so-called people of God is really worth it. What is that what we ought to be doing? These are the days when the devil is on the loose, not only in the world, but also very personally within our own lives. And that's the same way we need to test it. If our faith and our proclamation is for real, what does the Lord require of me? And then if we listen, if we really listen, we hear the answer come back. The Lord your God does not change. He has called you to faith, and now He expects that you will live by faith. Jeremiah, in our section, says this way, buy the field for money and give the witnesses. That is what you think, Jeremiah. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. Jeremiah knew, as our Old Testament lesson reveals, that because of the people's disobedience, the history of their disobedience, and because of their worship of false gods, it was sheer folly at this point to hope that Israel would survive for too many more days. Nebuchadnezzar's army had already surrounded the city of Jerusalem. They had laid siege to it. Jeremiah had tried to forestall the tragedy by calling the people and the city to repentance, and had been repaid with the righteous and imprisonment. Yet when his cousin came to him, somehow through the enemy lines, obedience to the word of the Lord. He bought it as an expression of faith in God's promises. Now in our text, we find Jeremiah struggling with this decision. What meaning is this path? Certainly in light of the great national scene of which he was confronted, there was no hope for the immediate salvation of Israel. And yet we know, perhaps better than Jeremiah, but we know as Jeremiah knew, that the real sign of this act of faith was that it pointed to the future redemption of God's people, to the future return of this land to its rightful owner. So it really pointed to the return of Israel from the Babylonian captivity in which they were about to enter. In other words, Jeremiah is reminded, and we are told that ultimately, whatever decisions we make must be decisions which are based upon the promises of our great and loving God. All of the decisions of this life, all of them, must be decisions of faith. We must trust it, but we think. The call to faith is a call to total trust in God's promises. Whenever we are faced with a decision, we must certainly weigh all of the facts which we have at our disposal. But at the same time, we need also to inquire of the Lord what His will is. And then, having to the best of our ability made the decision, we must move forward, confident that God's purposes will be accomplished. Faith in His promises and obedience to His word. And as we see that, we have the assurance that He will, that He will bless us, that He will guide us into all truth, and that joy and deliverance and rescue and peace will be ours. As we come to our Lord's table in the next few minutes, we are sure that our sins have been forgiven. And as we leave with the new faith. So that as we ask the question, what does the Lord require, we may hear His answer come back. Buy the field for money and get with you. Live by faith, knowing that your sins have been forgiven. And then when the dark days come, when we face times of opposition or of despair, and when we question whether the decisions which we have made are proper, we need to remember two things. We, like Jeremiah, are the children of God. Having been called to faith, we are not called to live by that faith, so that as we reflect upon His dealings with us in the past, we may respond with lives which are lived in obedience to His will. Don't you hear? We will see His hand at work in our lives, and with the prophets, we will be able with joy to say, "Father of God, nothing is too hard for Thee." Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus, our Lord, and through life everlasting. Amen.